Square one, this is Andy.
Square one, this is Andy.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Slash. Sure, I know I had to call you earlier today, but I was out. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. I'll take the time for you real quick, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a minute here, so let's talk.
Okay, all right, perfect. Please just be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so today I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we did for your campaign, and I'll walk you through your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it or see if you have questions about your campaign in general. So,
you know, I wish I did, but I really am just kind of not quite up to speed yet, to be honest with you.
I understand. Main other reason behind that, are you?
Well, it's just the platform is, I know it's simple enough, but it's still a little confusing. Like, sometimes it pops up Local Slash on my phone, like the caller ID, but it's really, you know, a friend of mine, and it's not showing his contact. It's just showing Local Slash. So it's kind of misleading a little bit sometimes on some of my incoming calls. Sometimes I think it's you guys calling me when it's really a customer, and I'm sure your name's popping up due to the call tracking, but I just haven't got used to that whole thing because a lot of the people I do business with are repeat clients, and when their names aren't showing up, you know, on my phone like I'm used to, I kind of feel like I'm, you know, maybe not answering the phone for some important clients when I'm real busy. That's one of the things, but I guess the other one is I'm not really sure, you know, what you guys are doing for me and how successful it's being. Maybe you have a metrical way of telling me, you know, what your progress has been for me, but I don't really have a real gauge to be able to say what you're doing for me is or is not working. You know, it may be working great, but it could also not be working very well for me as well, and I don't know if I'd know the difference. The good news is I'm very busy, and that's, you know, enough to pacify a man right there. It's just when you're busy, so.
Yes, sir, and I know where you're coming from. However, if you'd want to see the statistics or the data of the campaign that we're doing, it's actually available through the client dashboard or install or you can check your Slash app if you have that installed.
I do.
So on the Slash app, you would see there your leads, although all the leads here are not actually valid based on what I see. However, if anything that comes, for anything that will come through the call tracking number, you know that they found you through our efforts because only us put that call tracking number up. And then also, we have the ads campaign where you can find the Facebook ads data. And there you would see that we've got almost 3,200 people who have seen your ads already, so that means it's been gaining audiences. It's just a matter of really converting these audiences into actual leads or paying customers. So one of the things that we needed to do is to continue to manage your business Facebook page. We are running your ads, but we're not your social media manager. So in terms of actively posting pictures or videos on Facebook, creating posts, responding to Facebook inquiries, or even asking people to like and follow your page, that's not something that we do. So we needed to please, if you can, have someone do that, okay?
Maybe I can do it myself.
Of course, you can. And then also, sir, we will need more pictures for your campaign. We are doing a weekly posting on your Google Business profile. That's to make sure that there is an activity. So even if you don't have new reviews, even if like we don't have new pictures, we still have the posts coming out. However, these posts, sorry, go ahead.
What are the best ways for me to get you those pictures? Because we have an app on our phones, me and my brother and my guys, my employees, my in-house employees, through an app called Company Cam. And I don't know if you're familiar with Company Cam, but it's a very handy application. Keeps everybody organized with the progress on each job. All they got to do is, you know, open the app up on their phone, and they can see any pictures that my brother or I have taken and loaded up to that file. But we have tons of pictures, tons and tons of pictures. So I just need to know what the best way to get those pictures to you all is. Where do I load those up at, or where do I transfer those or send them to?
Yes, good question. You have a few options, sir. You can send them in via text message, or you can email it to us, or you can upload it straight to the client dashboard through your Splash app.
Okay, I'm looking for that section.
On the Splash app, that should be on the business info section. If you're looking at the home screen, the three lines in the upper right-hand corner, click on it and then look for business info. That's like down at the bottom.
Okay. Business info. All right.
And then scroll down. You would see business photos and business videos. So that's where you can add that. That's at the bottom.
At the very bottom. Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Yeah. Cool. I will, I'll start. I'll load a bunch of them up tonight.
Yes, please. And then, sir, I see you've got good number of reviews already, but we needed to continue gathering reviews and responding to reviews. That would keep the listing active. And in general, being active would help you get a better placement on the first page in Google. So you can say as simple as they appreciate your feedback or thank you, but if you want to make it look more professional, I'll send you an email.
AI response. Yeah.
You can do that, or we have a template that you can follow, okay? But it's just optional, of course, so it's up to you and how you'd want to do that. But your last review, as I see it, it's actually back in January, so I see you've been constantly trying to gather reviews to continue doing that, okay?
Well, we've had reviews since then as well.
So far, the latest that we have is from Susie, and that's January 27.
Okay, I'm not seeing that on my reviews on my app here. The last app
be...
I can... Go ahead.
Sorry, that should be under the reviews section if you're on the app right now.
Yeah, I am.
And you see 53 total reviews, or is it showing a difference? 53.
Yeah. 53.
So.
Yeah, remember I scroll down to the first review there. Maybe I'm looking at that wrong. Should I scroll to the bottom?
Oh. You can actually filter it. On my case, I arrange it from the newest first.
Oh, that's what I assumed it was already doing. But, yeah, let's do, okay, sort by newest first. Yeah, okay, got it, did it.
And do you see Susie?
No, I don't know if it's taking a minute to generate or what, but... Maybe I need to, well, maybe it's not refreshing because I'm on the phone or something, but... featured reviews will be... Andy and the guys at Square One do a great job. I've used him for average projects. Thanks, Justin. Now, see, I've responded to that one and everything. But filters. Now it's not even giving me any options at all. Like,
how?
I don't know what's happening. I probably need to restart my phone. But anyways, I'll go in there and switch it from newest to newest first, and I'll make sure I respond to anyone. I didn't know I had any on here that hadn't been responded to.
Yeah, well, I see you've been responding to them thoroughly, so Yes, sir. Just continue doing that. We appreciate you doing that because, again, that would help not just to complain to business. So far, I would say this campaign only needs time. You're already showing up on the first page, so now it's just a matter of attracting clients to choose you instead of your competitors. And in order to do that, we need to show them good reviews and good pictures. So we need your help on that part. And then continue to manage the business Facebook page. For the rest, we will take care of it. I would say, or I would like to also take this opportunity to remind you that for maximum results, it could take about 6 to 8 weeks, in some cases, depending on some factors, including competition in the area. It could take more than 8 weeks. So please give us the remaining, 2 to 3 weeks to continue working on this, okay?
You got it. You got it.
All right.
I'll
do you have any questions or clarifications before I let you go
to that? I think I'm good right now. I'll get those pictures loaded up, but I appreciate the info.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate your time. If anything, call, text, email, or chat through the client dashboard for immediate assistance. You stay safe. You have
perfect.
A good one.
You too.
You're welcome. Goodbye for now.
Bye for now.